Masechet Makot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Hatamei Shalacha Esal Kodesh. This Mishnah continues with the theme of the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah will list the number of people that are Chayav Malkus, somebody who is Tamei that eats Basar from Korbanos, Basar Hegdish, Bahava El HaMikdash Tamei, or somebody that is Tamei that enters the Beis HaMikdash. V'aichol Chelev Adam, or somebody that eats Chelev or Dam is Chayav Malkus, V'Noser, somebody that eats Noser, that's Basar from Korbanos that is left over from the allotted time that the Torah gave to eat the Basar of that Korban. U'Pikul, somebody that eats Basar of Korbanos that is Pikul, which is that one of the four avodas, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, or Haftarah, was done with the Machshava to eat the Basar after the allotted time. This Basar cannot be eaten even within the allotted time. V'tamei, or somebody that eats Basar from Korbanos that is Tamei, Hashochet Bahamale B'chutz, somebody who shacked the Korban or is makriv a Korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash. V'aichol Chameis B'Pesach, somebody who eats Chameis on Pesach, V'ha'aichol V'ha'aisa Melacha V'Yom HaKippur. Somebody that eats on Yom Kippur or does Melacha on Yom Kippur is Chayav Malkus, V'amafatein Es HaShemen. Somebody who makes Shemen HaMishcha on his own with the exact same ingredients that the Shemen HaMishcha in the Midbar was made, V'amafatein Es HaKtores. Somebody who makes on his own Ktores in the very same way that the Ktores was made in the Beit HaMikdash, V'hasach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Somebody who smears on himself from the Shemen HaMishcha that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. All of these people are Chayav Kares, and if at the time they did the Avera, they received Hasra from Malkus, they were warned that they would be Chayav Malkus if they do the Avera, Beis Din would give them Malkus. V'ha'ocha Nevelos U'Trefus. Somebody who eats Nevelos or Trefus is also Chayav Malkus, Shkatim or Amasim, or somebody that eats Shkatim or Amasim is Chayav Malkus. Achal Tevel. Somebody that eats Tevel, which is Tvua, that the Truma or Miser has not yet been taken off. There is a Chiyav Misa B'Dei Shemayim for eating Tevel, and if they had a Sra, they would be Chayav Malkus. U'Maiser Rishon Shalom Nitla Trumaso. Somebody who eats Maiser Rishon, which is to be given to a lady, but the Trumas Maiser, which a lady is supposed to take off and give to a coin, was not yet taken off, it would have a din of Tevel, and there would be a Chiyav Malkus. U'Maiser Sheni V'Hegdish Shalom Niftu. Somebody who eats Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim that became Tamei, and the din is that Maiser Sheni that becomes Tamei, you are not allowed to eat it. Instead, you have to be Poda it, and after you redeem it, you can eat it. And this person ate the Maiser Sheni before it was redeemed, he is Chayav Malkus. Or somebody that eats Hegdish before it is redeemed, he is also Chayav Malkus. If somebody was Makdish food to be used for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash, and somebody ate it before it was redeemed, they would be Chayav Malkus. Kama yochal min ha-tevel v'yehei chayav. How much tevel do you have to eat in order to be chayav malchus? Rabbi Shimon Omer Koshu. Rabbi Shimon said, even the smallest amount of tevel that is eaten would be machayav the person malchus. V'chachamim omrim kezayis. The chachamim say you have to eat a kezayis worth of tevel in order to be chayav malchus. Amar lehem Rabbi Shimon, ein atem modem li v'ochal nemala koshu chayav. Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachamim, don't you agree with me that somebody who eats even the smallest bug would be Chayav Malkus, even though the bug is not a Kezayis? Amrulo, the Chachamim said, Mimnei Shehu Kibriyasa. The reason why we are Mechayav Malkus for somebody that eats a small bug is because he ate a Birya Shlema. He ate a complete creation, so therefore it has Chashivas, even though it's less than a Kezayis. Amar Lahen, Achita Acha Kibriyasa. Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachamim, one kernel of wheat is also a Bria Shlema. But the Chachamim holds that which you are chayav for eating, a Bria Shlema, even less than a Kezayis, that's only a living object, not a plant. Masechet Makot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Ha'oichal Bikurei Matzalo Kara Aleihem. This Mishnah is continuing with the theme of the previous Mishnah. It will mention different people that are chayav Malkus. First person that is chayav Malkus is somebody who eats Bikurim before the parsha of Arami Obed Avi is read on them, as there is a mitzvah to bring the first fruits to Yerushalayim, to the Kohen, and to read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi. And if somebody eats the Bikurim before the parsha is read, he is Chayav Malkus. But that's only if the Bikurim have already been brought to Yerushalayim. But if the Bikurim has not yet been brought to Yerushalayim, there would be no Chayav Malkus for eating them. Kachet Kachem Chus L'Klon. Somebody who eats a korba, which is Kachet Kachem, such as a Chatos and an Asham, outside of the curtains of the Chaser HaMishkan. As Kachet Kachem have to be eaten in the Chaser HaMishkan, and in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they have to be eaten in the Azara, and somebody who eats them outside of the Azara, or outside of the Chaser HaMishkan, would be Chayav Malkus. Kasim Kalim Umaiser Sheni Chutz Lachoma. Somebody who eats a korban which is Kasim Kalim, such as a Shlamim or a Todo or a Bechor, or somebody who eats Maiser Sheni outside of the wall of Yerushalayim would be Chayav Malkus. Kasim Kalim has to be eaten within Yerushalayim. So too Maiser Sheni have to be eaten within Yerushalayim. And that which is Chayav Malkus for eating Maiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, that's only if the Maaser Sheni has already been brought to Yerushalayim, and then he took it out of Yerushalayim and ate it there. But if the Maaser Sheni had not yet been brought to Yerushalayim, although you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, but you would not be Chayav Malkus for doing so. Hashoyver es ha'etzem bepesach hatar, hareze loka arban. Somebody who breaks a bone on a korban pesach, which is tar, a kasher pesach, he would get 40 Malkus. As the Torah says, etzem lotish rubo, it is usher to break a bone of a Pesach. Avo ha-moyser batar. But somebody who leaves over from the basar a Pesach until the morning, and he is over on the lav, which says, lo tasiru mimenu ad boker. V'ha-shover betame. Ena loka arbam. Or somebody that breaks a bone of a korban Pesach, which is tame. These people would not get malchus arbam. That which a person who is moyser from the Pesach does not get malchus arbam is because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. The Torah is only mechayev malchus if somebody is over on a lav which requires action. But to leave over from a Pesach until the morning does not require any action. It's a passive lav, so therefore there's no malchus. And somebody who breaks the bone of a korban Pesach, which is tameh, is also not chayev malchus. And that which the Torah says, etzem lotish brubo, the Torah is referring to a Pesach which is kosher, not a Pesach which is tameh.